Hello, Bluegrassers. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, and I have a very special show for you today. This whole show is a tribute to Colleen Trendworth, the lady that plays the fiddle on that opening track. And she passed away in Hamilton, New Zealand on the 24th of January, 2021 from pancreatic cancer. This is the first of two planned shows featuring her wonderful legacy of recorded music from the HCBB and the subsequent bands that she was in. Most of today's show will be music from the early days of the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, from 1967 onwards, but I'll also include some much more recent recordings. Colleen was very well known for her stunning musicianship, never better demonstrated by her version of the classic Orange Blossom Special. This particular version was recorded in 1974 in Sydney, Australia. We had two or three different versions, and some started with a vocal start, some started with a fiddle start, some went straight into it. But here she goes with the Orange Blossom Special. We realised that Colleen was an absolutely fantastic fiddle player, even though she'd really only been playing the music just a couple of years. When you hear this track, it's just a great version of the old Bill Monroe song Uncle Pen, where we really featured Colleen's fiddle playing. Have a listen.
To the break of day, when the caller hollered, do-si-do, it was time for them to go.
Playing an evening about sundown, high on a hill and above the town. Uncle Pen played a fiddle, oh, he heard it ring. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
Played an old tune called Soldier's Joy and an old tune called The Boston Boy, but the greatest of all was Jenny Lind. To me, that's where the fiddle begins.
Playing an evening about sundown, high on a hill and above the town. Uncle Ben played the fiddle, only how it ring. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing. Was called away, hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and it was time for them to go.
Playing the lead in the bassoon now, high on the hill and above the town. Uncle Ben played the fiddle, only how it ring. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
We took our band name from a tune by Byron Berline on his Picking and Fiddling album with the Dillards, and we needed a good name for our embryo bluegrass band, and his playing of the tune Hamilton County resonated with us because many of us came from Hamilton, and the word county sort of sounded bluegrassy, and it was a great fiddle tune. So this is a 1967 recording, which this is just about our first year in bluegrass music, and this was playing live at a local folk club, the Poles Apart Folk Club. Here's Hamilton County and Colleen Trenwith, Colleen Bain as she was then, with Hamilton County.
Since you've asked for some more fiddle, we're going to have Colleen do the song we're named after, and that is Hamilton County.
Hamilton County did. We had a real mixture of songs. Some were songs we'd written, we'd started writing by then. Some were just songs that appealed to us from the bluegrass repertoire, but we always tried to do a fiddle feature just because Colleen played these fiddle tunes so well. Here she is from our Yesterday's Gone album of 1969, playing that great old tune, Black Mountain Rag. Thank you. By now, the bluegrass band was playing full-time music, and we were getting into all sorts of different tunes and sources for our music, and we were having to work out our own parts, and Colleen in particular was very adept at working out an appropriate part for the fiddle in songs that wouldn't necessarily have a fiddle in it. And a really good example of that is a tune from our album Fifth Season, which came out in 1970, and Colleen did a great fiddle start to this one. It's a tune that the band always did well, called Proud Mary.
Looking for a job in the city, working for a man every night and day. Then I never lost a minute of sleep when worrying about the way things might have been.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning.
In Memphis, hard a lot of playing down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city till I hitched a ride on a riverboat queen.
Big wheels keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, rolling, rolling, rolling on a river, rolling, rolling.
Let's listen to another fiddle tune now from the Yesterday's Gone album. This is a fiddle medley. Colleen quite often put together two or three tunes to make a very listenable medley. This is one we just called a fiddle medley, but it's actually Fisher's Hornpipe, Mississippi Sawyer, and Chicken Reel.
Thank you.
We just love the music of the Dillards, and we listen to the tunes like Hey Boys and Copperfields, which we recorded, and the tune Ebo Walker was one of our favourite tunes. We did a little bit of a different start to this one, but it just featured Colleen's fiddle playing so well, and the guys were doing some great singing on the tune Ebo Walker. I think it's time we put it back into our repertoire. But here comes the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band from the album Fifth Season with Ebo Walker.
There he goes again. Told him 1,000 times to put that fiddle down. He was all right till he got a hold of that. Shut up, can you? Marg, tell him if she was still here, but he drove her mad. Poor soul, we laid her down 3 summers ago. Oh, can't, oh, can't take it no more. Oh, Ebo.
Ebo Walker was a good old man. Ebo Walker was born in Kentucky and raised by his daddy on a hillside farm. Took up fiddle playing just for fun. That's the last work that Ebo Walker had done.
Ebo Walker was a good old man. Ebo Walker was a good old man.
Now Ebo Walker, he left Kentucky cause Ebo's daddy said, "Darn you high, you won't plant corn and you won't make hay. Sit on the porch and you play that thing all day." Ebo Walker, he walked through the mountains with a fiddle and a sack and his shoes in his hand. Fiddled the tune for the folks he met just to fill his belly and to keep his whistle wet.
Ebo Walker was a good old man. Ebo Walker was a good old man.
Now Ebo Walker, he left Kentucky cause Ebo's daddy said, "Darn you high, you won't plant corn and you won't make hay. You sit on the porch and you play that thing all day." Ebo Walker, he walked and he fiddled and he walked and he drank till he died. And I've heard tell when the wind is down and the moon shines bright and the leaves are brown, you can hear old Ebo fiddling all around.
Ebo Walker was a good old man. Ebo Walker was a good old man.
In New Zealand, we didn't have bluegrass festivals per se, but in 1967, we had the first of 4 national banjo pickers conventions, which were wonderful weekends of music featuring banjo and lots of bluegrass, and but also some folk music that had banjo in it. And we were fortunate enough to have Mike Seeger as a guest at the second Banjo Pickers Convention in 1969, Mike came, and then Bill Clifton came in 1970, and they were great occasions, wonderful concerts. Once again, we had a great driving fiddle tune for the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band to play, and this is Colleen's playing of the old tune, The Mason's Apron.
Thank you.
as you can imagine, as a performing band, we often had to do different types of things, and we always did humorous songs, comedy songs, and we had comedy skits and things that we used to do in our live show, which were a lot of fun. And in this next tune, Colleen is playing the timpani, and that consisted of a pair of sandpaper blocks that she rubbed together, and one of the blocks had a wooden extension on it with a heavy knob on the end, with which she whacked a cymbal that she held in one hand and whacked it with the other. She had an old bike horn tucked under her arm that she could toot at different times while she was doing all these other things. That was her timpani set, and she got as many laughs out of the timpani as we did out of our performance of the songs. But we had a great concert at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, and from the album Live at the Wynyard Tavern, here's the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band playing Ukulele Lady with Colleen Trenwith on timpani.
Welcome to the jolly old world of vaudeville, folks. I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu Bay. Fond memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. And all of the peaches on all of the beaches, they bring their ukes along. And if you linger in the moonlight, then you will hear this song. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a wackadoo. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. If you like a ukulele lady, and you promise ever to be true, and she finds another ukulele lady fooling round with you, oh, maybe she'll sigh.
Maybe not.
Maybe she'll cry.
An awful lot.
Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wicky wacky woo. If you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady like you. Oh, I used to linger in the moonlight down Honolulu Bay. Why not? For memories cling to me by moonlight, although I'm far away. Someday I'll be going where breezes are blowing and lips were made to kiss. And if you linger in the moonlight, you'll hear that song we miss. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady, like a wackadoo. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady, linger too. You like a ukulele lady, and she finds in all the ukulele a lady fooling round with you. Oh, maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to cling to, where it's cool and shady, where it's really wacky wacky. Ooh, if you like a ukulele lady, a ukulele lady, like I like you, and you like me, and we both like the same, and I'd like to say this very day, ukulele lady, like you. Ukulele lady, like you.
Well, while we're in the fun mode, we also had a lot of fun with some old-time music. And this is a recording made at the National Banjo Pickers Convention in 1969, where Colleen and my friend Alan Rhodes and myself used to play old-time music. This is an old Vernon Dalhart tune, which I got off the 78. I had an old 78 player, and I used to collect 78 records. And it's an old tune called Blue Ridge Mountain Home, not the Flat and Scruggs one. It's a much earlier tune, and we used to do this song very slightly tongue-in-cheek, but we love the old-time feel. And in this one, it's probably one of the rare occasions that there's a recording of twin whistling. Alan and Colleen used to whistle the last tune right through in harmony, which of course was hilarious on stage, and they could barely do it with straight faces. Listen to some old-time music. We call ourselves Vernon Dalhart's Cornfield Symphony. And here we are doing Blue Ridge Mountain Home.
Blue Ridge Mountain home, with the pine trees swaying and the hound dogs baying, that is where I long to roam. When the sun comes to beaming and I'm starting into dreaming of the place where flowers bloom, when I get back again I'm gonna live till the end in my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I never thought that I could be so sad till I left my mountain home, but the time is a-coming that I'll be so glad that I never more will roam. For I learned a lesson that I won't forget wherever I might be. And oh, how I'm longing for the folks back home, for they mean more than all the world to me. When the stars go winking and I'm starting to thinking of a girl I left behind, and I keep on the praying, Lord, I know she's praying that I'm coming back sometime. With the old fiddle singing, I'll soon be a-swinging to the tune of Home Sweet Home, and I know she'll be waiting by the old garden gate in the Blue Ridge Mountain home. They were welcoming me back home, and I know they'll be happy when I climb up the hill to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
In 1971, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band went to Australia, and we started working in various clubs and concerts and folk clubs, any opportunity to play that we could, really. And we also did some work with the Slim Dusty Show, and Slim was a pretty big deal in Australia even then in 1971. And he also wrote some great songs. In 1971, it was the middle of the year, June, that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band went to the USA, and we were got the opportunity to play on the Grand Ole Opry. And we did a tune written by Slim on the Grand Ole Opry that we thought really suited bluegrass music. Here we are in a recording of that tune from the album For You in 1971, and the tune is called Big Bigging Fool.
Is thick and black. I must turn around and start my going back. It seems eternity since I've been gone, but it's only just a few short hours long. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back. twisted all around my crazy mind. And I'm trying to be wise, but now I find foolish pride just made me up and go. And common sense is saying, told you so. I'm heading for her front door, and a great big begging fool today she'll find. Good again to see the old hometown, and somewhere in that maze you'll find a pearl, the sunshine of my life, my little girl. Now I must go and let her know, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back, a great big begging fool, I'm coming back.
In the USA in 1971, we were greatly influenced by the music of John Hartford, who had Vassar Clements playing fiddle for him at the time. And we became very creative, and we did a tune which we, in a moment of humour, called Ring-a-Ding. There's a long-standing joke which is far too difficult to go into right now, but we called this tune Ring-a-Ding, but it was very, very contemporary sounding song, and Colleen did some wonderful fiddle playing at it, very creative, a world apart from just being able to play the tune and put nice harmonies in it. So by this time her playing had really reached great heights. This tune was awarded a Gold Guitar Award in 1973. That's in the Australia Country Music Awards. Little gold guitar is a wonderful little monument with a gold guitar on a block of wood, and we won it for the best instrumental in 1973, and here's the tune Ring-a-Ding. Thank you. Always loved the sound of twin fiddles, and Colleen, of course, played both the fiddles. You will have noted in that earliest track we had a string section that was all Colleen too. We called it the Longueville Strings, and she just overdubbed fiddles. Longueville was the suburb we lived in Sydney. Colleen overdubbed the fiddles to sounded like the local orchestra was playing in our tune. Well, in this song that we did in 1996 with the Bluegrass Band, written by guitarist Alan Rhodes, who writes lovely songs, it's a tune called Sweet Love, and it has wonderful twin fiddle playing by Colleen Trenwith in it. Here's the song, Sweet Love.
Is strong and carries me along this friendly highway to the place I thought I never would return. Gone are the days of wandering the back roads and the byways. Today has surely got to be the best I've ever known. Past the fields of green, the yellow corn and the midday sun, swaying in the breeze so lazily. The girl I love is closer now, it's her I'm gonna see. Back in the arms of my sweet love is where I wanna be. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Picking up speed, I'm on my way, I'm nearly there. Fair to say, my love, I haven't got a care. Well, it's been a long and winding road, but it's worth the waiting time. Those lonely days, I've left them far behind. I'll soon be with the girl I love, I'll soon be by her side. Happiness can sometimes be so very hard to find. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Speed, I'm on my way, I'm nearly there. Fair to say, my love, I haven't got a care. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love. Hey, I wanna go here, I go again, back to the arms of my sweet love.
Thereabouts, Colleen went to the USA and enrolled in the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass course as a student, and trying to develop her scope of playing and always striving to do better. But of course, she got involved with the musicians there, and she became a lecturer at the East Tennessee State University. And we are very proud of the fact that a girl from New Zealand who learned bluegrass fiddle by listening to records was then at the heart of bluegrass music at East Tennessee, teaching American students and mostly and international students about bluegrass music, and in particular about fiddle playing. We are very proud of her achievements there. Colleen did some wonderful recording there with the Poor Valley Girls, Heather Pace and Madison Brown, and they played sort of old-timey music. Heather plays, does lead and harmony vocals, alto harp and guitar. Madison does lead and harmony vocals, clawhammer, banjo and guitar. And Colleen did some harmony vocals, fiddle, guitar and a bit of mandolin. And they had other musicians, but they did some wonderful music, the Poor Valley Girls. The album is called Times Are Not What They Used To Be. 2013 this is recorded, and I'm going to play the title track, Times Are Not What They Used To Be, from the Poor Valley Girls.
Oh, times are not what they used to be. There's troubles all the time, and no one knows the end or greed of my poor troubled mind. Oft times I've suffered for your sake. It's you
Colleen's favourite fiddle players was Kenny Baker. She just loved the way he played music. And in fact, during her time in East Tennessee State University, Colleen became something of an expert on the fiddle styles of Kenny Baker. And here's a recording from 1976 where she's playing his great tune, Doc Harris the Fisherman. This is Kenny's tribute to a friend of his. And what a tribute it is. It's such a wonderful tune. Doc Harris the Fisherman, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle.
Thank you.
folks, we've been listening to a program featuring the fiddle music of Colleen Trenwith, who died on the 24th of January 2021, and she has left an absolutely wonderful legacy of music and played some wonderful tunes and great songs and enjoyed her music and made friends all around the world. I'm going to play just a couple more tunes. One recorded with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band way back in 2008. It's a tune that Colleen wrote called The 8th of February. It's close. I'm just recording this for airing on the 2nd of February, so pretty close to the date. And this was done by the magic of us recording the backing in Hamilton, New Zealand, and her adding her fiddle parts in the USA. Tune. It was difficult circumstances in which we did it, and I'm sure it was hard for her. We recorded our backing on her instructions, and she then played over the top of that while she was in the USA. We've come to the end of the program, pretty much. It's all been about Colleen, and that's the intention. We're just privileged to have played music with her, and I hope you've enjoyed the program. Thanks for those people who are tuning in on radio, access radio programs throughout New Zealand, Canada, USA, people tuning in on podcasts. Thank you for listening. Hope you have appreciated the music that Colleen has played over the years. There'll be more of that to come in Back Porch Bluegrass, of course there will. I think we'll take it out with the tune that she played memorably well, and it's a lovely way to finish the program. Thanks very much for listening. Here is Colleen playing the Ashokan Farewell.